With a look at health headlines, we'll spend more time on this tomorrow because we are sort of running behind this morning. But there's a major campaign underway by the Champlain Cardiovascular Prevention Network to draw attention to sodium in our diets. You've been talking a lot about this.
That's right. This is a campaign to have people to raise awareness of how much salt people are taking in. And one of the aspects of this campaign is a contest for people to keep track of the food that they're eating over a couple of days, sending in the list and having the salt content of that food consumption calculated. The idea being for people to be aware that they may be getting salt in areas and foods that they really are underestimating how much is actually within it. So it's a good campaign. It's anything that raises awareness of people to reduce their salt intake, because you can really reduce the risk of heart disease, high blood pressure, by just reducing your salt. We consume sometimes twice as much salt than we need. Normally it's about 1,500 milligrams a day. And people are consuming sometimes in one meal 3,000, 4,000 milligrams in one meal. So it's a really good idea just to raise awareness. And we can talk about that later tomorrow, Steve, about some of the other benefits of doing this and where this salt comes from, where you know, what foods are very common that we don't really think of as being a source of salt.
In the meantime, why don't you head, if you want more information on this, to their webpage, giveyourheadashake.ca, giveyourheadashake.ca. They have a contest there for one of three dinners to be won, for four, by the way, at the Urban Element. No purchase necessary. Giveyourheadashake.ca. Thanks, Doc. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Will do, Steve.